who first came to the Americas. The idea of Columbus being the first person to come to North America is unrealistic. The very first indication of this is the fact North America was not an empty continent, there were indigenous people here, which meant they had to have come from somewhere. If we believe all life started in Africa, then life here should have come indirectly from there. There is no way we can trace all the life that came here, but we can possibly go back part of the way. What do we know about the knowledge North America existed before Columbus and who may have come here? Sometimes ancient records are found which indicate knowledge of North America, and these documents predate Columbus. A Milanese friar happened to mention the existence of North America in a text from 1345. Remember, Columbus was said to discover America in 1492? This is almost 150 years before his discovery. It has been said the British knew about it and were keeping it quiet. Why would they do this, you might ask? It was because they were protecting the rich fishing areas off the coast, such as the Grand Banks. They didn't want to alert the fishermen of other nations and have to face competition for the fish. Scientists think they have found a reason to believe Polynesians made contact with the natives of North America about 800 years ago. Notice the date, it predates Columbus. They believe their ships were very capable of making the voyage. It is thought by some they came here before finally settling on Easter Island. It is said genetic proof exists to show Polynesians interacted with South Americans around 1200 AD. The proof of their navigation skill is the fact they populated most of the habitable islands between Oceania and the Americas. It is said even Columbus knew he was not the first European to get here. Supposedly he knew about the Vikings landing here in 999 AD. We have no way of proving this, however, and if Columbus did know this, he wasn't talking about it. The Vikings have been said to have had several settlements on this continent and in neighboring Iceland, Greenland and Newfoundland. A settlement in Canada named Lanso Meadows was located in Canada. It is believed Leif Erikson had been to what is now New England, and when settlers first arrived at the Massachusetts and Rhode Island area in 1620, they found artifacts from an earlier period of time and believed there were Viking artifacts. There might be proof the Romans made it here before the Vikings. Roman coins were found in the Toluca Valley outside of Mexico City. A Roman sword, whistle and shield along with a Roman sculpture of a head were found on an island belonging to Canada. While not North America, the remains of a shipwreck off the coast of Brazil was found, and it seems to be Roman. The contents were Roman amphorae jars which were used to carry food and oils, along with other things. The jars were dated from 1 BC to 3 AD. There is an ancient Greek story about the Greeks coming to North America, but unfortunately no physical evidence they did. Plutarch, a Roman historian, writes about their journey. Unfortunately, the story about this trip is said in the same way the story of Atlantis is told, and that is as a mention in a dialogue. More mysterious is the story of the Egyptians who were said to have settled in Death Valley. A story was written in a newspaper stating the remains of Cleopatra were found in a room in the cliffs of Death Valley along with other mummies. Another story was written a few decades later saying an underground city was found under Death Valley. This seems to be more of a legend than anything else, but there was a newspaper which published the story in 1931. A man said he came upon a room and there were three mummies in it. Each mummy was over 8 feet tall. The mummies were said to have been surrounded by artifacts which were ancient Egyptian and Native American. Deep within Death Valley were said to be tunnels which 20 miles down the road led to an underground city. They claimed to have found all sorts of artifacts. Some of the objects were claimed to be gold statues, gold spears, gems. There was said to be a system to light the area which was run by natural gas. Interesting objects have been found off the coast of California. Most archaeologists think they are Chinese anchors which date back about 3,000 years, which means the Chinese landed in North America and it was far before even the Vikings. One professor states the majority of archaeologists are wrong, So there you have it. I tend to think it is a possibility. It is now being said there is enough proof to show Neanderthals came to North America, but the problem is the mainstream scientists have not recognized it yet. No one wants to be the first. I guess the reason is the idea has been ridiculed for so long, scientists don't want to take the chance of being laughed at and hurting their careers. How many times in the past have we seen this before? How much further can we eventually go? Will we get back so far it will refute the idea we came from Africa? I think it wouldn't surprise me. Scientists are already talking about finding older human fossils that could predate Neanderthals, such as Denisovans. This idea doesn't surprise me. It could turn out there is a long trail of even more ancient humans and prehumans who came to North America or got trapped here when the continents separated. It is believed North America separated and broke from a land mass about 525 million years ago. There probably would not have been any humans or prehumans around back then, but in truth we really do not know. We just haven't found any evidence. Could ancient people have gotten here in their ships? It is said the ancient Greek ships and Roman ships were up to the task. The ancient Chinese were said to sailed here without a problem, and the Polynesians' ships were said to be extremely capable. I guess they must have been to sail to so many different islands in the Pacific Ocean. Even older races could have walked here and crossed the land bridge, the frozen Bering Sea, or came here in the Ice Age in canoes following the edges of the floating ice.